We're talking with Jacques Smith. He's part of the tour of the Book of Mormon coming to Shays Buffalo. And he plays Mafala Hatimbi. We're going to ask about that in just a moment. He's also been on a number of TV shows and on the Broadway stage as well. Jacques, thanks so much for taking our call.
Thank you, Peter, for having me.
Where are you right now as you head to Buffalo?
Presently, I'm in Providence, Rhode Island, and it's a wonderful northeastern town that I've had the pleasure of touring before with other shows. So we're doing our swing in the Northeast, and we're excited to head to Buffalo.
You've been on national tours of If Then as Stephen, and also on a tour of Rent as Benny?
Yes, exactly. And I initially started in the Broadway world in New York on Broadway, and I never imagined myself touring. But as I got older and moved in my career, I moved to Los Angeles, but my contacts in New York would still call me in for certain shows. And so I have ended up touring, and it's been a fantastic experience to get to know audiences all over the country.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the musical in which two elders, as they call them, even though they're very young men from the the Church of the Latter-day Saints, are sent not to where they think they were going to go, Orlando, Florida, or where they want to go,
right,
but off to northern Uganda. And there, they're welcomed by your character, Mafala Hatimbi, who is a little older, has a beautiful daughter that he's very worried about. And there's an evil presence there, a fellow whose name I can't say on radio. But
that is correct.
So you and the missionaries are kind of on the same page for a little bit. Tell us about your character. What motivates your character? What are you thinking about when you're on stage?
There are so many things to him, Peter, that are really wonderful. The show itself is full of surprises. And what motivates this character? I think his primary role is a father. And that can be literally because I have the daughter that you mentioned, and she becomes the connective tissue between the Mormons and our Ugandan village. But he's also figuratively a father because he kind of provides a voice of the village. And so he becomes the spokesperson, as you said, when the elders first get to Uganda. I'm the one who kind of talks and lets them know where we stand and what our general outlook is as they meet us. And so I think his role is one of a protector, a voice of the people, and as well a loving father. And those things come through. And then just as we interact with the Mormons, like so many surprises and so many moments of hilarity ensue after that.
It is pretty funny. The famous New York Times critic, Ben Brantley, I guess he's been at least four times. When you come to Buffalo, it's going to be my third time. I have my own reasons. But what do you think makes this so popular that people keep coming back to it?
Oh, my gosh, Peter. It really, one of the reasons I think it's so popular is there is nothing like it. And I say that in the most complimentary way that it can be offered. It is a show, you know, like it doesn't have a previously known source material. So it's not based on a movie. So people can't say, oh, I saw the movie and I want to see that. It's not based on a book you've read before, you know, like the actual story that you see. So then when you couple that with the fact that Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the creators of South Park, wrote it, you know you're going to get a brand of humor that's edgy and vibrant, and not usually what you see in a Broadway musical. So that provides a spark that you don't usually see. And then it is coupled with all of the grand traditional Broadway musical elements, like with Bobby Lopez, who wrote, you know, Frozen and Avenue Q, providing the lyrics. We still have a great Broadway tradition. The set is fantastic. The costumes, the props, the number, the dance numbers, ballads. We give you all that you really know about Broadway musicals. In addition to the newness of the humor of Matt and Trey, with a piece and a story nobody has seen before, and it just taps a vein that's so unique, and what has allowed it to thrive and what has allowed people to come back is the show has a good heart and a great message of goodwill. When people hear about it, they first hear, oh, it's irreverent or it's offensive, and they talk about that. But if it were only those things, the show would not still be surviving and thriving 8 years later on Broadway. The tour would not be so successful 7 years later. It's because of the message underneath that great time you have. And I know that's a long answer, but those are part of the reasons why it is still so successful and why we're able to come back to Buffalo a third time. You know, it's fantastic to be a part of something so unique.
I have heard that members of the Mormon Church, the Church of Latter-day Saints, have attended the Book of Mormon, and they get a kick out of it, and the Mormon Church even started advertising in the playbill.
True.
Why not?
I was just going to say, at some venues around the country, we see them outside the theater, and they just offer to people with great smiles and great humor. After the show, they'll be there passing out the real Book of Mormon. But we have people in the cast who grew up Mormon in our pit, some of the musicians. And I haven't played Salt Lake City yet, but we're scheduled to go in the summer. And those members of the cast who have previously gone said it honestly is one of the best places to do this show. They said Salt Lake City is like doing a rock concert when we're there, because the audience is full of present-day Mormons, former Mormons, and people who just grew up around Mormons. And so, like, they get all of the humor and the nuggets that Matt and Trey have put in it on so many different levels.
Talking with the Book of Mormon's Jacques C. Smith, and just ahead, we talk about life on the road for a Broadway tour.
In this part of Africa, we all have a say. Whenever something bad happens, we just throw our hands to the sky and say, Hasadiga Ibowai.
Hasadiga Ibowai?
It's the only way to get through all these troubled times.
We're talking with Jacques Smith. He's part of the tour of the Book of Mormon coming to Shays. When you're on tour, what do you do during the day?
It's a mixture of things, Peter, and it depends on the city. For example, right now we are in a transitional period in the cast. So we just last week, we got three new cast members, and that means they joined the company, but they aren't on stage yet. So while they're learning, that means we'll have a lot of rehearsal soon. So in some cities, we're rehearsing. And when the show has been on the road for a while, even when it's not new cast members, sometimes we have what we call vocal brush-ups or dance brush-ups to make sure the show is still tight for every city. And then when we do have the free time, it's a wonderful way to see our great country, like honestly, to learn the restaurants in the neighborhood, to see the historical sites or exhibitions that may be in a given city. So it changes from week to week. And the other thing is the traveling can actually be tiring. So there is a lot of rest that takes place because we only get one day off a week, and that's Monday, but that is also our travel day. So my day off, I spend in airports. Like just this past week, we left Pittsburgh, but we flew from Pittsburgh to D.C., from D.C. to Providence. And by the time we got there, you felt worn out.
Well, you're not kidding, man. Air travel these days is exhausting.
and that's the day off. So, you know, you still have to rest and take care of your voice. So it's a mixture of things. And it's like no one week is always the same. It changes from city to city.
Speaking with Jacques C. Smith, who plays the role of Mafala Hatimbi in The Book of Mormon, coming to Shays Performing Arts Center just ahead, we ask how he got his start.
There isn't enough food to eat. Hasadiga Ibowai. People are starving in the street.
In the musical, If Then, as Stephen, a big song is A Map of New York, and you have the line, we can draw a brand new grid, everything you dreamed of as a kid. So,
yes.
Did you dream of this as a kid? When did the Broadway bug hit you?
Oh, I love that you quoted that line. Believe it or not, it wasn't what I dreamed of as a kid. I grew up in the southern suburbs of Chicago, Harvey, and I'm the youngest of five children. And my older brothers performed in the drama department in high school. And I was more of the athlete. And so when I got to high school, I initially was playing basketball, and then I stopped to go into drama, kind of following their footsteps. But it was not something I thought I'd do as a profession. And when I went to college, I attended Princeton University. I just did a play to say I had done a college play. And literally, that was the only reason I auditioned for the play I did. I got it. I did it. And then once people saw me, every once in a while, somebody would refer me to another director. I wouldn't even audition. They'd say, I think you could use this guy. And it kept going. And eventually I was like, wow, I must be pretty decent at it. And I saw friends of mine who were taking classes, and some even talked about getting a master's in acting. And I was like, you can do that? Because it wasn't something I had considered doing. I had been singing since I was young, too. And after college, I made a decision during college that I would try to get a master's. After college, I applied to several programs, and the one I ended up choosing was University of California, San Diego. And it's a classical theater program, so it's not even a musical theater one, which is the training a lot of people have. So I didn't even still think then I would be doing Broadway musicals, even when I was training to be an actor. But I was in a program where Michael Greif, who's the director of Rent, saw me in a show. Then Bernie Telsey, who ended up being the casting director for Rent and so many other Broadway shows, also saw me in a show. And they asked me to come and audition for Rent. And I booked that, and that started me in musicals. So even while I was getting my training, I didn't think I'd be doing Broadway musicals. But here I am 20 years later, almost. I mean, seriously.
Now, the essence of Broadway is, you know, you got to sing, you got to act, you got to dance. You were singing. You went to school to learn how to act. Where does the dancing come in?
I've always, like I mentioned earlier, I was an athlete, so I've always been fairly in touch with my body capabilities. And I'll tell you this, I didn't have formal dance training, but while I was in graduate school, I was fortunate enough to be the graduate assistant of a professor, Floyd Gaffney, and he's no longer with us now. But he took me to the Netherlands. And while I was over there, we were doing some speaking at different universities. I saw that so many students over there were taking dance, like you said. They were singing, they were acting, and they were also trilingual. Like, and as a student at the time, I was like, these are the people I'm going to have to compete against to get roles, you know? So I went back to graduate school and took my first dance class ever. I took two dance classes just to get the vocabulary. So I wasn't somebody who trained for years, but at least I had that in my body. And I think my athletic background helps. And then I was able to bring it all together. And even in our show, I definitely dance, but I'm not the one who does the most dancing. And I've never been in a show where I had to do the most dance.
No, it's true. It's true. I mean, in Rent, there are a couple of spectacular dance numbers, mostly by Angel. But
like, I have choreography, and they teach it, and some of it's still difficult to learn, even if it doesn't look it. And I dance the number Contact, which is the one right as Angel dies. So that was another dance number. But I, even in La Vie Boheme, where they do most of the dancing, because I played Benny, I was over there sitting on the table watching. I was the guy they were taunting. So didn't even have to do that number.
Just ahead, the Book of Mormon's Jacques C. Smith talks about the difference between Broadway and television, a medium with which he's quite familiar.
And so we sail to the sky, Asatiga Ibowai.
So in If Then and Rent, you play kind of, you know, business guys. But then on TV, perhaps your most famous role was, well, I guess he's a business guy, a different kind of business, Leroy Tidd, in the television series Oz. And I wanted to ask you, you know, for our audience, what's the difference between being a TV actor and a Broadway actor?
An incredible experience. The medium is different, and therefore you flex different muscles in terms of how you portray the essence of a character. For example, when we're on a Broadway stage, and especially on tour, we go to houses that sometimes hold 3,000 to almost 4,000 people. What is the
Shays is 3,000 people.
Yeah, you see, and that's the thing. So, like, you get one time, and you have to kind of present your character in a large enough fashion that the people on the front row get it, as well as the person in the back row of the balcony. And so it's a larger one-time presentation. when you are being filmed for television, because the camera is closer to you, the audience perspective is of someone right next to you. So you don't have to project it 100 feet away. It's more intimate because the camera becomes the eye of the viewer. And because they're closer, you can pull all of your emotion closer to yourself. And subtle movements are picked up by the camera, and that's what they will see. So the essence of the character is still true and honest. But that ability to know, oh, that my viewer is literally only 2 feet away from me as opposed to 100 feet away from me changes how you do it. And then the benefit of television is you get multiple takes. So if you forget a line, if something happens, you mess up. They've filmed it probably 8 or 9 times. And then the editor and the director will decide which ones the audience actually sees.
I read an article once addressed to stage actors for their first role on a movie set. And basically what it said is, you know, on stage, the director gets the whole cast together. There's a lot of talking. You know, you do some workshopping, you know, maybe some improv to get to know each other. On a movie set, you walk on, you hit your mark, you say your line. You don't talk to the, you don't even look at the director.
Yes.
Is that true, or is TV sort of a in between?
It can be in between. My first TV experience, you know, like Law and Order, like doing the small, like episodic things in New York. Oz, which I did for a season, was more communal than most TV shows because it takes place in a prison. So believe it or not, you had to have everybody there to create the environment of the prison. So we end up hanging out more than most TV actors do together. But you're right, a theater production is usually more communal. And a TV/movie production, in terms of the actor's experience, is more solitary because they put you away in your trailer, your dressing room by yourself, and then you come on and you might be doing a scene with one or two people. And then you're out, and it's not shot sequentially. So even every night, like, we can't jump around with our scenes in Book of Mormon or Rent. There was a way the show had to be presented, and we're all a part of that. Whereas when we're shooting a movie or a TV show, we're shooting it all out of order. The front scene of the show or episode can be the last thing shot. And so that sense of community throughout it is disjointed. And so you're right. It is sometimes like where you're isolated. And usually the director is still giving you some advice or input because they're explaining to you the camera shots they're getting so you know where you should be focused or what angle you're presenting. But it's not as communal. I would agree with that.
We were also curious about the number of actors we know from TV, such as Will and Grace's Megan Mullally or The Big Bang's Jim Parsons, all appearing recently on Broadway.
And your mission location is Uganda!
Uganda?
Uganda? Cool! Where is that?
Africa!
Oh, boy! Like Lion King!
We're talking with Jacques Smith. He's part of the tour of the Book of Mormon. Recently, there's been a lot of buzz when actors who are famous for movies or TV come on Broadway stages for straight plays. And I'm thinking recently, you know, Denzel Washington, Bryan Cranston, Laurie Metcalf just seems to be living in New York these days. Is that like a trend, blending TV and stage, or has that kind of always been the case?
I think it has, just in my short career, I have seen an increase in that, and partially because when you talk about Broadway, it's still a commercial business. And so the producers want to provide a product that will attract as many theater goers and non-traditional theater goers as possible. So there are people who see Broadway shows who live on the East Coast or in the city, and they go see plays and musicals. And then there are people who travel to New York for vacation or pass through, and while they're there, they were like, I want to see a Broadway play. I want to see a Broadway musical. And they know that it's more likely to gain people who wouldn't normally buy tickets when there is a larger name in it. Because the truth is, although we know these names, it's rare that an audience member or anybody who watches TV or movies ever gets to see that actor or actress in person. So the fact that you might be able to walk into a theater and see Laurie Metcalf, that you might be able to walk into a theater and actually see Denzel Washington is exciting, you know, as opposed to watching them on television or in a film. So it attracts an audience. And I think that's part of the reason why we see more of it, because it helps the possibility of greater commercial success, in addition to the fact that they're really good actors. And so the quality of the product doesn't suffer also.
We've been talking with Jacques Smith. He plays the role of Mafala Hatimbi, the father of Nabalungi, the young lady who is the bridge between the missionaries and the native Ugandans in the musical The Book of Mormon, coming to Buffalo the first week in May at Shays Performing Arts Center.
The show is a great time, and I think people, whether you're seeing it again like yourself or whether you would be seeing it for the first time, would enjoy a very enthralling day or evening at the theater.
Jacques Smith, thanks so much for taking our call.
Oh, no problem, Peter. It's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much.
The Book of Mormon. Mormon. Hello!
For WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.